Good morning. I get the vach. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Zayin. Kedushin Daf Zayin. We left off last words of the page on Vav Amud Beis. Amarava. Tain Mar Lepleini. If an Isha says to a man, give a money to so-and-so, Tav Zayin Amar Aleph, the Kaddish Lach. So she's saying, instead of giving the money, you know, the practical way of Kedushin is, the man gives the Isha at least a pruta, and he says to her, Arem Kedushesli. So over here she's saying, instead of giving the money to me, give the money to so-and-so, and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Mekudeshes midin Arev. The Kedushin is Takachal, and it works on the power of Arev. The Kedush is, even though the money is not going to her, the Kedushin still works. The Gemara explains, Arev lafagat lematan aliyadei kamishab anafshei, just like an Arev, even though he doesn't get the Hana, which... That's a key, it's an interesting word. We'll see why in the Tumah Halchem we're going to explain. But the point is, he certainly doesn't get the loan. He doesn't get the money. Yet he's meshabed himself to pay back the loan. So hayitzadami, afgav lematan liyadei, even though the money didn't go to her, the hanah didn't go to her, kam meshabed amakna afshah, she's meshabed amakna herself. Let's leave aside for now. There's a very basic issue over here that we just discussed, that the amira has to be from the husband. It has to be both amira and the Nesina's Kesef has to be from the husband. And Rava's description, it's the wife making the Amira. So why wouldn't that be a case of Amrehi V'nasanu? But leave that aside for a moment. Just let's focus on the money itself. The money typically has to go to the wife and herself. And we're saying that even though it goes to a third party, it's okay because the power of Arev. What's the power of Arev? We discussed in the past many times. There's two basic mahalchim for the power of Arev. Why, when Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven's only giving money to Shimon because Levi's guaranteeing it, Levi now becomes obligated as an Arif to pay the Chayiv if Shimon can't pay. Levi becomes obligated to pay the Chayiv. It depends if it's an Arif or a Kablin. Arif Stam only has to pay if Shimon doesn't pay. If he's Mamish, Arif Kablin, he pays even if Shimon is able to pay. Reuven can go straight to Levi. But again, the question is, what's Mechayiv Levi? When Shimon, who borrows the money, he has a Chayiv because he receives something, he has a Chayiv to pay back. What's Mechayiv Levi to pay back? So the basic Malach is that the Hana that Levi receives in the fact that that Reuven is willing to lend money to Shimon, and he's trusting, he's Ish Naaman. Levi is good for the money. Levi is trustworthy enough that the money will be paid back, and Reuven is comfortable to lend the money based on Levi's trust. That Hana is Gamar Maknavsha. Levi is Gamer and Mechayiv himself to owe the money because of the Hana he receives in that Shimon, that Reuven, sorry, trusts him. That's the basic mahalach, which is really a sort of hana. It's sort of hana. That's why I pointed out the Lashna Gemara, that even though you're not getting hana, you mechayiv yourself, what the Gemara really means is, the money of the Kedushin is not going to this woman, or the money of the loan is not going to the Arev. But Avad, there is Epes HaHana going to the Arev, and with that hana is what he's Gomer and Mechayev Nafshei, and the issue over here is Gomer Mechayev Nafsha with that Hana. That's one Malach, that's the basic Malach. We've pointed out, whenever this idea comes up, we always jump to the Tosfos in Bava Metzia, where Tosfos explains that the idea of an Arev being Mechayev is because we view it as if he borrowed the money. What's really happening is the Malva is lending the money to the Arev, who in turn is giving the money to the borrower. In our case, Reuven's giving the money to Levi, who's giving the money to Shimon. Reuven gives the money direct to Shimon. Why go through all the motions? But it's Kilu that Reuven gave the money to Levi and Levi gave it to Shimon. And therefore, of course, Levi's Mechayev, because it's if Levi borrowed the money himself. So if that's the lumness, then it's not so much a vart of Hana, that because you believed me. It's more that it's as if I got the money myself and I'm giving it over. So to over here, the Isha over here, it's actually the wording of the Mara, ironically, to me, fits a little better in that scenario where we're saying it's as if the woman got the money and she gave it to this guy, Avada, she never got the money, and therefore the chiddush is, even though she never got the money, it works as if she got it and she's mekadeshes, but it's as if it's going through, her. So it's a big difference. According to Tosfos, the vart is that it's as if the arif received the gelt. What's the fundamental nafkamina? Kivega points out a massive nafkamina between these two malachim is, let's say the kesef that she says to give to this third party was only the kesef itself was only a pruta. You know, Isha cannot be miskadeshes for less than Isha Pruta. If the entire amount of money that she's saying to give to Yenim is a Pruta, so Bishlam, if you hold the Vart as we view it like Tosfos, as if it went to her, or as if it went to the third party, the Arif, and then it went from there to the third party, to the borrower, or to this whoever she's saying the money should go to. So over there, we're saying that a full Pruta went to her, and then went to the other party, so it works for Kedushin. But if you hold that it's just the hana you get, that someone is willing, is trusting enough to give money al piv, is trusting to give money based on your your commitment, well, the hana of someone giving a pruta based al piv, very sure to say, that hana is worth a pruta. The hana can't be worth more than the money. It's the whole amount of money being given is a pruta. The hana that someone's trusting enough, willing to take, the fellow's willing to take a risk. The risk is no more than a pruta. So it's a chiddush to say that the hana that I'm getting out of it, Akiva Eger, if I'm not mistaken, Akiva Eger holds that a taka wouldn't work. According to the tzad, that the way the lumdus, the basic lumdus, not only tesis, is that it's the hana you're getting that they're trusting you, it wouldn't work for a pruta. It'd have to be an amount of money more than that you'd say the hana that you're trusting you is worth a pruta. But according to tesis, l'chayra, it would work. Okay.
Just not to throw in a
musa dikavak. 100%. Leah and I started shaking his head the same way. Yeah, so you're both tying that who says the hana is the dollar value? Yeah, and I thought of that as well. That you're tying the hana, perhaps just the hana that you're considered a neman has a value more than the money itself. Anachami. Helach mana liskachi lepaini. If the guy says now, we're going to come up with another unique scenario. If a man appoints a shliach, that's the rationale in the case, the man appointed a shliach to go be Mekadesh, a woman for him. But the shliach, nice guy, used his own money. So he says, this Gemara is going from the shliach's perspective. And the shliach saying, take this mana that I'm giving you, and be Mekadesh to my friend, to Pliny. The halach is Mekadesh Medin Eva Kanani. She becomes Mekadesh, she accepts it. She's Mekadesh to Pliny from Medin of Eva Kanani, meaning, Eva Kanani, the point of here is that the fellow spending the money is not the one who's getting married. The one who's the husband in this case is not spending any money. He's not purchasing anything. Yet the marriage is still chal. Why? Like Bevi Kanani. Lava fagav loy kachasav loy midi kakan nafshe. Bevi Kanani, we know the one is going to come up actually in this pesach that comes up not so long in the first parak and a few bach from now. We discuss all the different kinyanim. We discuss kinyan of ishas and of an irregular isha, of kedushin, and yibam. We'll get to avadim shortly. In the parsha of avadim, there's two ways for an Bevi Kanani to go free. Bevi Kanani can go free with the get shechur or by buying his way out. Now, the get shechur, we have a concept called git tiviyad bank achas. We discussed in the past, we discussed in gittin. Let's put that on hold for a moment. But there's also a concept of kesef. How does he have kesef? Bevi Kanani, komesh kana, Bevi Kanani rabbi. How does he have kesef? So someone else, there's multiple ways. One way is someone can give him money, amanash ein the rabbi, shesbach, fine. Or someone can go and pay the rabbi the money in order to achieve freedom for the Evan, and it works. So you have the Evan Kanani is buying his freedom, so to speak. He's purchasing his freedom. He's not spending any money. Someone's paying for it in his behalf, and yet he goes free. So to hear the shliach is paying the isha, the kesef kedushin, and she's going to be married to someone else, to the mishaleach, and not to the shliach himself. So that's the Gemara. Even though he's not losing any money, he's not spending any money, yet he's still paying himself. So too, this fellow, the mishaleach, even though he's not spending any money, the money is being given to the woman, and she's accepting to be married based on that money, and therefore she's married to the mishaleach, even though he himself didn't spend any money. Okay, so we have two concepts. The concept of an isha saying, give the money to Yenim and I'll be Mekadeshes, and a concept of a husband having a third party give the money on his behalf and the Kedushim working. Now the Gemara is going to combine both those concepts. Tain Man Lepleini, says the Gemara, what if the woman says, give mana to so-and-so, Ve'kadesh ani lai, unbelievable. She says, give money to this third party and I'll be Mekadeshes to the third party. So basically, you have the power of Arev, that she's not taking the money herself, the money's going to a third party, and you have the power of Evi Kanani, that it's not the Baal who's giving the money, it's this Mishalech, it's this in-between party, who's giving the money to, ironically enough, to the Baal himself. And she's going to be, which for her, it's a great deal, because the money's still staying within the marriage. So she's saying, give money to that guy, I'll be Kaddish to that guy. Says the Gemara, spells out for us, Mekadesh is Mekadushin, Mekadushin is Chal, from the power of both of these concepts that we just established. The Mer explains, Arev, Lafagav, Link, Kamati, Vahana, Liade, Kamashab, and Afshain. Arev, even though the money doesn't reach his hand, he's Mashab himself, so too this Isha, Hayetzanami, so to this issue, even though the money didn't reach your hand, like in this case, she's saying, give money to Yenim, and I'm Mekadeshes to him. So the money didn't reach her hand, and so she's making herself. And before the Mara goes on to the Evakanani point, the Mara just asks, not so fast, me dummy, Arif had the Kakanile Kachasa Maina. Hi Gavra, Kakanile Layitza of Lakasalamidi. Gemara says, yeah, but let's go back to the case we had before with Arif. But Arif, the one who at least is making the Kenyan, the one who has the rights, the one who's getting the rights of the we'll call it, of the commitment of the Ariv, is the guy who spent the money. Over here, the one who's spending the money, it's this in-between guy, the Shliach, he's not getting the rights to this Isha, he's not getting the benefit of the Isha. And that the Gemara says, Eve Kana Yechiach, that's point two, that's the concept number two that we established. Eve Kana Yechiach, Lechachasamat Maina, Eve Kana himself is not spending any money, losing any money, yet he's still acquiring his freedom. If it couldn't have shame, he's cutting himself. So if you put these two concepts together, we have now that the Kedushin should work. Ask the Gemara, we're still going to need the concept of Arif. Mi dami hasam hachta kukam makni kukani. Ha chayitza kamakni nafsha. Vile kukani lemidi. But again, over there, at least the one who received the money, the master is receiving the money, and he's giving away the Eved. Over here, the Isha is giving away herself, so to speak. Remember, it's not Mamish a Kenyan like an Eved. We've pointed this out many times, way back to Daf Beis, and way back, not so far, last week, Daf Beis, we pointed out it's at the very best, a Kenyanist, and even that, not so much, it's more of this concept of Asra Kul Alma Kegdish, but there is some sort of Kenyan happening over here, and that Kenyan is happening not by the Isha, who's the one that's being Niknes. She is not the one who's receiving the money. By the case of the Eved Kanani, the master who's being makna over the Eved, he's receiving the money. So what's the obvious answer to that? Even though the Arv is not receiving the money, he's Meshab himself. So over here, even though the Isha is not receiving the money, we kind of spoke this out already, she's still Meshabbing herself, and therefore it works. So the power of both Arif and Eved Kanani allows for a case again for Nisha to say, give money to Reuven, and I'll be married to Reuven, and it's going to work. Baya Rava. So ask Rava now Shaila. Heilich mana bekadosh anilach. What if the Isha gives money to the man and says, take this mana, and I'll be mekadoshes to you? Mahu, what's halacha? Meaning, the Gemara wants to know, if he still has this power, instead of going to a third party, she says to the man himself, take this money, and I'll be mekadoshes to you. Let it work with the power of, again, the concept of Eved Kanani and Arev. Let this concept work, that the Kedushin should work if she does it directly herself. Indeed, mekadoshes, it works. Not so fast. In Cain, because the Gemara's understanding that the way this is working is not with the powers that we just discussed, the Gemara's understanding that it's really working with an additional concept of kinyanim. The way it's working is that agav, the money that she's being makna to this fellow, agav, the money she's being makna to him, she's being makna herself. We have a concept more famously used the other way, where let's say a person buys a piece of land, and agav, he wants to also, separate from the land, he also wants to buy he wants to purchase in the same seller. He wants to purchase some other movable item, some metaltlin. So we say, agav the kinya the karka, he's kind of the metaltlin together as well. Let's get the kinya agav. He's kind of the karka, and agav the karka, he's kind of the metaltlin. Discussion whether it has to be, you know, placed on the karka or not. Really, it doesn't feel placed on the karka, just the fact that the mere fact of making kinya karka, a karka is we call it chasim, which has mishabadim. It's a very concrete kind of kinyan. So that kinyan works to be kind of the metaltan as well. That's the concept of agav. Here, the Mar is assuming that the Isha is being nicknessed herself into the marriage through agav. She herself is giving the money to the Baal, and she's saying, Bikaina the money, and agav the money, Bikaina myself as well. Says the Gemara, Mazutra, Mishmeh, the Prophet said, it works. Armalei of Ashi, Mazutra, Imkain, Havin, Chosim, Sheesh, the Machrayas, Nikdim, Chosim, Shein, the Machrayas, Vana, Nifchatan. But we learned exactly opposite. Nechosim, Shein, the Machrayas, Nikdim, Inachosim, Sheesh, the Machrayas, Bekesav, Shtav, Chazaka. We learned the Lech that we just spoke out. The halacha is very specific that if you have nechas mechav achrayas, again, namely karka, why is it called nechas sheish achrayas? It's the chazrover, the idea, because karka, if someone lends someone money and the borrower possessed karka, there's a shibud on this karka. If the borrower then goes and sells the karka, the malva, assuming there's a proper shtar in place, can go and collect the karka from the lekuchas, from the third party. There's an achrayas to it. But whereas metaltlin, the halacha is once it's out of the possession of the borrower, once it's by the borrower, of course, the malva can collect it. Once it's out of the possession of the borrower, once it's no longer b'nei chayrin, the malva can only collect it. Therefore, as the status is considered, it's not considered nechasim sheish lemachrayas. There's no achrayas to it. Only karka is considered nechasim sheish lemachrayas. Okay, so the Mishnah said that nechasim sheish lemachrayas, like metaltalin, can be kind of agav nechasim sheish lemachrayas, agav karka. And which ways? Karka has three kinyanim. We'll see that as well. Karka can be kinyanim because how? Bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka. Three ways to be kinyanim. Karka, kesef, shtar, chazaka. So irrespective of which kinyan you're using on the karka, when you're being kinyanim karka, you can be kinyanim Agav the karki mekana betalklin, but only that direction, not the other way. And over here, we're going the other way. Why are we going the other way? Where's the karki here? So Rashi learns the karki is the isha. Isha, we have a concept called Eved Hukash Lekakaris, that we clearly have a concept that Eved is comparable to Karka. So just so we have Eved Hukash Lekakaris, but that's really, it's usually only applicable by Eved, but really it applies to all mankind. We say a concept that a person is like Karka, and therefore being kind of the Isha, which is like the Karka, Agav the money that she's giving the Baal, that's being kind of Nechasim Sheish Lemachayis, Agav Nechasim Sheish Lemachayis, and it shouldn't work. It's opposite the setup of the Mishnah. It shouldn't work. Taisa takes issue with this, with the Rashi, that by Eved you talk about Hukash Lekakaris, but by Isha you can call it Hukash Lekakaris. Taisa says Ayin Cham is not so excited about Rashi's Malach, but the Shach and others, they bring Rayas to Rashi that indeed, even though we typically use the concept of Hukash Lekakaris by Eved alone, that's where you find it, it applies to all humans, that mankind is Hukash Lekakaris, not just Eved. Okay, so we're going to go with Rashi. So again, it's the question Rav Ashi asked Masech is, why is it working over here? L'chaira, it's the opposite of the normal Agav. Over here you're having the Karka Agav Natalton, which doesn't seem to work. Amar Leis, but just the back. Misavis to Amalei Agav. You thought we're working with the power of Agav. We're working with a new power over here. We didn't discuss till now. And what's that? Hacha ba'adam chashav askinan. We're talking over here about an adam chashav. We're talking over here about an adam chashav. And Adam Chashev, the Anna that she has, that he's accepting her gift, with that Anna, she's mocking herself. So, of course, the money has to be going from the man to the wife. The money has to be going from the man to the wife. He has to give her money. But we know he does not just have to give her money. He could also give her cash equivalent. He can give her kesef or he can give her shava kesef. Well, Hana is a form of Shavah Kesef. He's giving me Hana. What's the Hana over here? The Hana is the Hana that he's Adam Chashev and he's accepting her gift. And Adam Chashev accepting a gift. Rashi, by the way, teaches, what he could not just by the way, it's integral. What's Adam Chashev? Adam Chashev is not necessarily so much the fact that he's a Gadol Adar, that he's a Chashev guy, he's a big wealthy guy, or he's a huge Talmud Chacham. Adam Chashev is, he's a Sein of Matanis. He's someone that typically doesn't accept matanas. Presumably, Rashi says, "She'ainu ragel kam matanas." He's someone that doesn't usually accept matanas. Presumably, he also has to be a person of stature. If he's someone that normally doesn't get matanas because he's just people that aren't giving him matanas, I don't think that would be enough. It has to be that he's someone that is fit to receive matanas, so he has to have some sort of stature, and people give him, but he doesn't accept it. He normally doesn't accept it. And for her, he's accepting a matana. Ah, that's a kishmak. That's giving her ana, that for her, he's willing to accept a matana, and therefore, that's considered giving her ana. And therefore, it would be a kedushin. That would be a kedushin. This connects the idea we have later in the Masechta about if she says, you know, dance in front of me, give me other forms of hana that have a value to it. Are those going to be kedushin or not? Here we're seeing an idea that him accepting her gift is considered a hana for her, and therefore the kedushin works. So that's a new power that the kedushin is working over there. She seems to be giving him the money, but not really. His acceptance of her gift is her receiving from something from him as well. We heard from Rava, again, we have this concept of Arev and this concept of Eved Kenani. And Rava said it applies also by regular monetary transactions. We applied it so far by Ishus. We have the same member for Rava by regular mumminous transactions as well. And the Rava explains, why did Rava have to say it both by Ishus and by mumminous, regular monetary transactions? B'tzricha. Says the Gemara, Iyashmina Kedushin, if you don't move by Kedushin, Bishimda Hayetzanich Lubachaldu, because a woman is happy with any marriage. Why? Famous concept, Kedurish Lakish, Damarish Lakish, Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mela Mesav Armalu. A woman, Mesav Armalusa, and elsewhere the Gemara says, but same word, just abbreviated, that a woman needs companionship. A woman pines for companionship, and she'd rather be Tandu, just plural, just two people. She'd rather be together even with a man who is not even befitting her own stature, even if the man is not so chashev, she'd rather be with the guy just so she has companionship. Rashi explains the idea that she wants to be able to sit with other women and do her needlepoint and kvetch about her husband and talk about her husband. There's a certain gishmak that Isha has by having some sort of companionship that a man doesn't have the desire. That's why we always say yes, or more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. So with that same concept of Tav Meis V'Tandu, we would say that these Shvachar Kinyanim work over here because the woman's really Gamra Makanav Shah. She's really Gamra Makanav herself because we know of her desperation to be married. Aval Mamayna, but by a regular Kinyan, Amalite. Who says any party to the transaction is so you know, is as desperate for the transaction to take place that maybe they're not fully gomer umakna nafsha war, gomer makna the item, and therefore maybe it wouldn't work. So kamashmon that it works even by mammon. No, so let Rabbi just say by mammon. Vyashbina mammon, if you say that works by a regular monetary transaction, by a regular mekha memkar, that it works. Mishab de siyav mechila, because over there it's siyav mechila. A person could say kilus kabalti. There's a concept of mechila by mammonis. There's a concept of kilus kabalti. It's as if I got the money. There's a concept by mammonis of being mechel. But by ishus, you need to have a proper kenyan. Kilus kabalti is not enough. Av kedusha nemalei kedusha. We don't have kilus kabalti. Maybe there has to be a proper kinyan, and this idea of arev or ever kanani is not proper enough. Tzricha. Therefore, Rav need to tell me in both cases by regular mechamemker and by ishus, these concepts of arev and ever kanani both apply. Amarava. Hiskachi lichatzoi. What if the man says to isha, be mekadeshes to half of me? The halach is mekadeshes. She's become mekadeshes. However, the opposite direction. Chetzich mekadeshes. If he says to her, half of you, half of the woman is mekadeshes to me. In mekadeshes, she's not going to mekadeshes. Abaye says, what's going on over here? Abaye Rava, Maishna Chetzich Mekadeshes to Eina Mekadeshes. Why, when he says to her that I want to Mekadeshes, I want half of you to Mekadeshes to me, half of you, the woman, should be Mekadeshes? It doesn't work. You know why? Isha Rachmanav Lei, Chatzisha, but says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Terry says, when a man takes a woman, it means a full woman. Isha and a Chatzisha. Unu, the same Pasuk, Kachanami Ish Rachmanav Lei Chatzish. The Pasuk says, Ish, Kikach Ish Isha, Lechaira. If Isha means full woman, wouldn't Ish mean full man? How are you separating that the man could be half the woman not? I'm a lay. So Rav says back, very simple. Hachyashta, hatsam itzlebei trei lechazi, elegavmi lechazlebei trei. A man can take more than one wife. A woman can't be married to more than one husband. A man, we don't do it, of course, but a man can take more than one wife. And therefore, what he means to say is that when he says half of me to you, he doesn't mean it's a kedusha to half of him. It just means that he's not fully dedicating himself to her because he's leaving open the possibility to marry other women as well. But by the Isha, that interpretation is not possible because she cannot marry other men. Therefore, it means literally half of her, and therefore it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, this means to say to her, by any limits of achriti nastivra. If I want to marry someone else, I can take another wife. So really it comes out that a chatzi Isha or even a chatzi Ish doesn't work. A chatzi Ish taka doesn't work. If he means clearly chatziyish, the point is, the way Rava is interpreting it, he doesn't mean chatziyish. We interpret his words to mean that he means that he just has the ability to only kind of dedicate, so to speak, half himself to her, and he's still going to be open to marry other women. But not that he means literally chatzi. And a chanami, what Rava seems to be answering is, if he meant chatzi in real, then the chayrish shouldn't work, even by chatziyish. And certainly, obviously, chatziyish is not going to work. Okay. Amem is such a great Mari Levina. Why taka does chatziyish not work? Why does it not work when he says you should be mekadeshes half to me? V'nafshitu lei kedusha b'kulei. Let the kedusha spread throughout her whole body. Again, this is must be the third time this was echad already. We're doing comparison, kind of reference one earlier. We're doing comparison of ishas to hekadesh. Mile Tanya, didn't we learn a brisa? Haimer regla shizu eila. First says about an animal, the leg of his animal is eila. Tekul eila. The entire animal becomes eila. It's called a spashta. It spreads throughout the whole animal. Animal becomes entirely an eila. He was only mekash the leg, but the kedusha spreads over the whole animal and becomes eila. I feel my dama ankle eila. Even according to the opinion, argues says no. Not the entire animal becomes eila. You know why? Hani mili hechad makdash davish anasham tliyuba. Avah hechad makdash davish anasham tliyuba. Have kul eila. That's only when he was makdish. The leg alone. The leg alone is not an aver that the neshama is tliya, but the animal could survive without the leg. And therefore, we don't say the hekdesh spreads about the animal. But if you makdish an aver neshama tliya by the head, the heart, or let's make it appropriate to our case, half the animal. If you makdish half the animal can't survive if you cut it in half. Then if you makdish half the kedusha would spread. The whole animal would be neila. According to everyone, we'd say it's pashtus spread. So to hear, when he's makdish half the isha, it's clearly aver neshama tliya. We should say that according to everyone, the kedusha spreads and he's makdish the woman entirely. He says, Gemara, a big chilik. Me, dummy, how could you compare? Hasam behema, hachadas acheres. Over here, or over there in the Braisa, we're talking about a case of behema. Behema belongs to this guy. It fully belongs to him. There's no other das involved. He's because part of the animal. Part of the animal that, let's say, is integral for the animal's survival. We say it spreads the kedusha over the whole animal. Over here, there's another party involved. It's her. He's Mekadesh, half of her. She was willing to accept that half her is Mekadeshesh. She wasn't willing to accept the rest of her. There's another Dea at the table here. She wasn't willing to accept that her whole body is Mekadeshesh. And therefore, even if he wants it spread, it can spread. You know the case, the Gemara says there is a comparable case by Hekdesh, where Taka doesn't work. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Hachadas Acheres, Ovedas Acheres here, Hale Damya. You know what this case is comparable to? It's only comparable to the following. Elohadam Rav Yechran, Behemesh Shoshay Shutvan, Hekdesh Chatzi, V'chaz V'lacha, Uvehiktisha. Let's say you have an animal that belongs to two partners. So we have, it's backed by an animal. It belongs to two partners. Ruvain owns half, Shimon owns half. Ruvain's makdish is half. We said when you makdish half, it spreads according to everyone. But not in this case, because Ruvain doesn't own the other half. He has no right to be makadish Shimon's half. So only the half that he owns is makadish. That the Ruvain then goes and buys out the other half after he's makadish his half. He buys out the other half from Shimon. Chaz v'achav v'kdisha. The halacha is kedusha v'nekreva. The kedusha taco now will spread, but the animal won't be fit in the mizbeach. But the point is, but the Mar's point is already made, that Kolzman, the other partner, owned the other half of the animal, the Kedusha won't spread. The Isha owns herself, the Kedusha, this Kedusha cannot spread without her agreement. She only acquiesced to half of her being Kedushas. She didn't agree to the other half, and therefore can't spread. What's the halacha by the case of the animal, by the way? The Mar is going to focus on that for a bit. Vaisa Tamura, the halacha is that animal is fully Kaddish now. It can't be born as a carbon, but it is fully Kaddish. Vaisa Tamura, you can make a Tamura from that animal onto another animal. As always, when we say you can make a Tamura, we don't mean you're allowed to make a Tamura. You're not allowed to. Making a Tamura, of course, is usher. It just means you can. If you make a Tamura, it does work. Which Brasa Ketzba, but the Tamura will have the same restriction in that it can't go on the Mizbeach. Just like the animal itself can't go on the Mizbeach, it's Kaddish v'nekreva, so to the Tamura would be Kaddish v'nekreva. Why is it ain't a kreva? Because it's a karban nitcha. Because when the half animal is Kaddish, it already was an Eila. It was an Eila that can't go on the Mizbeach. When you have an Eila that can't go on the Mizbeach, you have an animal that's Kaddish, and it's nitcha, it's dachif in the Mizbeach, and therefore even when it becomes right later, we know something which is fit, something which was, I shouldn't say fit, but something which was Kaddish and not fit, on the Mizbeach gets a concept called dicha, it's considered rejected, and it can't go on the Mizbeach, and the Mar's going to bring a couple of riyas to the concept of dichli from this case. One second, but before we get there, the point from this gemara is, again, the point is that in our case you cannot say, the question was, let us say the kedusha of the isha, half kedusha spreads to the other half. The answer is you can't say that, because when the other half doesn't belong to the person who's making the hekdish, just like by the animal, it doesn't work. But the person making the hekdish, it cannot spread, and therefore the animal is not going to become Kaddish until he buys another half. The Isha will not become Mikudeshes. Now, what does it mean? The animal is Dachoy. The more explains, we actually see three dinim from the fact that we're saying this animal is Dachoy. Number one, the one I slipped in, we'll get to in a second. Number one is that it's a Balchai. There could be a svar to say that Kolzman it's a Balchai, it can't be Nitcha. Says Martapa, Beis, Shabbat, one of the Balchayim Nidachim, that even though it's a Balchai, even though the animal's still alive, wasn't Shechta yet, it still could be Dachoy. Shabbat, Dicha me'ekar v'dicha. This is the one that I jumped head on. Dicha me'ekar is a dicha. Meaning, the basic concept of dicha is most understandable. Something that was mamish fit. It was nira to go on the mizbeach. Already was fully fit to the mizbeach. Became dachli. Now it conceptually became fit again. You want to put on the mizbeach? No. It was nira v'nitcha. Can't go on the mizbeach. But something that from when you mekadesh it wasn't fit yet. Like in this case, you only mekadesh half. You only had half to mekadesh. So it was never pshat that it really was fully fit. You could have understood it at the hekdesh didn't fully take effect yet, or it never was fully ripe to go on the mizbeach yet. And once it gets fully ripe, from then it's been fine. And therefore, that wouldn't be called rejected. It's only rejected if it was possible. It wasn't really possible yet. Maybe it's not rejected. Kamash b'nda, no. Even a dicha meikara, even if it was dachay meikara, is still called dachay. Ushmamina yesh dicha b'damim. And the third shmamina is that there is dicha when it comes to monetary kedusha. Again, this really relates to number two in the first discussion. Why it's a separate shmamina. But without getting into it. Just on a very basic level, the Gemara is saying very simply, when you're mekadesh something that's not fit for the mizbeach, by definition, it won't get kedusha zakuf. Because since it's not fit for the mizbeach, it can't get kedusha zakuf. What type of kedusha does it get? It gets monetary kedusha. There would be a svar to say that someone which only has monetary kedusha is not close enough to the mizbeach to get dichay. Just like something which wasn't ever fully fit, we said, by something which is dacha meikara, perhaps wouldn't be called dachay because it wasn't fully fit. It's not just dichay. Something which is only kedusha's mama, not kedusha's aguf, maybe that wouldn't be dachay. The kamash malan, that all three, that even though it's kedusha's damim, it's called, it's considered dachay, even though it's dacha meikara, it's considered dachay, and even though it's balachai, it's still alive, it's still considered dachay. Okay, but the part that we needed again was that the kedusha doesn't spread if you don't own the other half. So to Baisha, it's not going to spread if you don't own the other half. There's a very geshmaka shakvataria between Rekiv Eger and Chaim on this, related to this topic. We're saying that a man cannot be mekadesh a chatz isha because you can't be mekadesh a half woman. Has to be only complete isha. Even the other way, even by the man, it can't be a chatz ish. It's only that, again, like we said, he's mekadesh fully himself. He just means that I'm reserving the right to marry others. Fine. Asks Rekiv Eger, the halacha is that if a person goes off nishwa, we'll have in this late in this mesefta. If he goes off to his friend's pregnant wife, and he says, "I want to be mekadeshes to the uber in your stomach," I want to be mekadesh. The uber in your stomach. We're talking about a case where she's pregnant. It's hookah uber. It's not noticeable. The lach is that he could be mekadesh. The uber. This is the first we discussed. Rambam, I think, brings this ready that when the baby's born, you should actually redo the kedushin, so it should be shouldn't be an issue. It should be good without any shemits of doubt on the kedushin. But the basic idea is the Mar is going to say that it is a good kedushin as long as the child, of course, the embryo is a girl. It's a good kedushin. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have a concept called uber yerachimai. An uber is considered like the thigh. It's considered like the thigh of the mother. It's like an aver of the mother. So lechur, what's he been mekadesh himself to? He's been mekadesh himself to a chatzisha. By being mekadesh to uber, it's really a chatzisha. How does it work to mekadesh a chatzisha? We said a person mekadesh chatzisha doesn't work. That is the bomb question of Kiva Eger. So Reb Chaim, I believe it's Reb Chaim, says that you say to answer that legabe the uber, that is actually is opposite. I'm trying to think right now, it's coming back to me now. It's opposite the way I remember the Yisoid from a basic angle. But usually the way I remember was that the uber yerech imai is a verb mitzad the uber, because the uber can't survive without the mother. So if mitzad the uber we view it as yerech imai, but mitzad the mother, it's not yerech imai. The mother is perfectly happy, so to speak, perfectly surviving without the uber. So the guy with the mother, we view it as a totally separate entity. That's the Yisoid of Reis Vengel. So if I'm drawing a blank now, but I think Reb Chaim somehow used that similar Yisoid to say that we're only viewing uber yerech imai as from the perspective of the uber. The kedushin over here is chal, because we can look at, I guess, from the vantage of the mother, really shafting from the vantage of the uber. So I'm not sure why it's helping, but since we can look at the uber as a separate entity from the mother, at least from the mother's perspective, therefore it's considered a completely, the uber is considered.
The uber is not a married woman.
I understand. It's not about being married. The verb is that it can't be a chatz isha. It's got to be a felisha. From the uber's perspective, it's certainly uber yachimai. If you hold uber yachimai, which seems to be how we paskin, then the chayr from the uber's perspective, it's certainly uber yachimai. If it's from uber yachimai from the uber's perspective, so then from the uber's perspective, it's certainly chatz isha. We still should have a problem. Somehow, and again, I have to fine tune this, somehow where Chaim is answering with the same yisayin as a Rabbi Yosef Engel, that an uber is, at least from the mother's perspective, not considered yerech imai. It's only from the uber's perspective, and therefore it's not called chatz isha, and therefore it could be a good kedushin. Again, still needs a little bit of help, but again, when I was preparing it, it made sense to me, but now it seems to be opposite. Okay, let's see more further. The Mar from here till the end of the Amud, I know it's a little late, till the end of the Amud, the Mar is going to go through a whole bunch of shilas that it leaves unresolved. Let's see. Boy, Rava. What if he says to Isha, "Chetzi, half of you with half a pruta, half of you with half a pruta"? Ma, what's left? The Mark explains. Kiva dama chetzi pruta paska. Idoma main of hailechu. We know you cannot be mekadesh Isha. It has to be a minimum of a pruta that we discussed. That has to be a minimum of a pruta. Over here, he's doing chetzi pruta, but only for half, and he's doing another chetzi pruta for the other half. So he's doing both. He's being mekadesh both, and he also. Issue number two, and maybe I should say it's really an issue number one, is he can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. Over here, he's clearly being mekadesh both halves. So do we say because he's doing both halves and he has a full pruta in total, all's well that ends well, it's all good? Or do we say no, since he was pesik, he stopped. He said, half of you for half a pruta. And then he says, the other half, your other half a pruta, he already messed up. He can't be mekadesh half. Halves don't work. Both half pruta and half isha. Doesn't work, and therefore it's no good. Says the if you say no, let's just consider like he's minavaylech. He's counting. He's counting, but we view it as if he's essentially saying, if you add the numbers together, he's being mekadesh the full isha for a full pruta, and therefore it's good because he added up. He considers if he's counting it out, and therefore it's a good kedushin. What if he says chetzach bepruta vechetzach bepruta mao? What if he says clearly half of you for a pruta and half of you for a pruta? So over there, he gave the full monetary requirement, which is a pruta, by each half. So maybe over there it's worse, ironically enough, he's giving more money, but it's worse because when you're doing chatzi pruta, it's clear he needs the full pruta to do kedushin, so we say he's just counting it out. Over here, maybe we don't view it as if he's counting it out, we view it as if he wanted to do first half for a pruta, and then subsequently, a moment later, a second later, half for another pruta, which doesn't work, you can't make kadosh half and half. Or do you say no, it's still considered counting it out. It says, markiva damale, bepruta, those are full amounts, those are each enough sufficient money to make a kedushin, therefore he meant dafka half and half separately, paske le milse, and it's no good. As long as the same day, interesting guideline the Mara gives, not the same sitting, not the same teichte diber, as long as the same day, it's considered counting out, and therefore it's one act of kedushin, and it's one act of kedushin, essentially he's marrying the full woman for two prutas, and therefore it'd be fine. Third question, Intim Slamer. Rambam, of course, famously, typically paskins that if we line up an Intim Slamer, that means, if we go with one side, an Intim Slamer, that means we paskin like that side. Okay, so Intim Slamer, Kol B'yemei Mani V'Hailachu. If you say that Kol B'yemei, as long as it's the same day, consider Mani V'Hailach, and therefore would be a good Kedushin. What if he says, Chatzach B'Purita Chayyem, Chatzach B'Purita L'Machar, Maho? What if he says that half of you with a pruta should be kedushin me today, and half of you should be kedushin me with a pruta tomorrow. Keep them on the machar paske, since he's saying it for the next day, it's no good. Aydama hachar kamala kedusha maskulu mea idna umigmar la nigmar la machar. Lamaisi saying it all now. He's saying it all today. He's just saying the kedusha should start today and should finish. It should be one long chalais kedushin from today till tomorrow. But it's all one long chalais. It's one continuous chalais, and therefore it works. The idea of it being the same day in the leshlav, in the step before this, was because it wouldn't be the same day. Clearly, it'd be two separate kyanim. But now he's saying it all today, and he's just saying about the second part being chal tomorrow. Maybe he means it should be one long kinyan, and maybe still it should work. Says Mer, shnei chetz of pruta mahu. What if he says two of your halves for a pruta mahu? Now, this throws a monkey wrench in all the Intim Slamers, and the idea that we were saying that Intim Slamer is a build-up and we for sure pass that way. Here, the Mer is asking all the way to the other direction, right? Based on everything we said till now, Intim Slamer all on the same day is considered Avada, Mayna Vailach, and it works. Here, the Mer is debating even a much more direct case where he's saying, your two halves for a pruta. He said it at once. Your two halves for a pruta. He's simply saying it at once, and therefore it should be good. Aydilma, no, the Mara is willing to entertain it sad. Even if it's all at once, it still is a problem. Why? Aydilma ain't isha miskadeshes l'chatzayin klal. A woman cannot be miskadeshes l'chatzayin klal. It never works l'chatzayin at all. And maybe it doesn't work. Teku, we leave it unresolved. Bay Rava. Next shayla. Again, the next few shayla also, I'm going to give you a heads up. They're going to be left unresolved. Bay Rava. Shnei b'nei secha l'shnei b'nei b'nei pruta. What if a guy says to his friend, your two daughters should be mekudesh to my two sons for a pruta? So he's giving, Reuven is giving Shimon a pruta. Problem is, Reuven's having his two sons acquire Shimon's two daughters for a pruta. Each daughter is not, the kedushin is not a full pruta. But the transaction taking place between the two fathers, and for the two fathers, there is a pruta exchanging hands. Mahu, basanayisim, bekabalazin, you go based on the giver and the receiver, and you have a pruta, you have enough money between the giver and the receiver, transferring from one hand to the other. Aydilma busted to do us, and you go based on the marriages of the children. Haleka, and each marriage has less than a pruta. Take it, we leave our mazal. Bayra papa. Bitchu prasla bapruta. What if he says, your daughter and your cow for a pruta? Let your daughter and your cow be nicknamed to me for a pruta. Mi'amina bitchu bachatzi pruta, prasla bachatzi pruta. Mahu. Mi'amina bitchu bachatzi pruta, prasla bachatzi pruta. Do we say what he means is simply daughter for partial pruta, half pruta, cow for other pruta, in which case Avada's no good because he's Mikadosh's daughter for half a pruta. I don't bitcha pruta prasma mashicha, or he means to say daughter with a pruta, because it needs a pruta, and the cow should also be nicknamed to me, I date the mashicha. None of the monetary consideration should be towards the cow. It should all be towards the daughter, and therefore it should work. Take you, we leave it as a shayla armazal. By Ravashi. Bitcha vikarka pruta. Your daughter and your karka for a pruta. Mahu. Bitcha bhatsi pruta vikarka bhatsi pruta. Again, the daughter is a chatsi pruta and the karka is chatsi pruta, and therefore it's no good. What do you mean? The bitcha should be with the pruta, and the karka should be with the act of chazaka that he's going to perform later. And all the money consideration is going for the daughter, and it should therefore be a good kedushin. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Ho gavra, da'aktish b'shiroi. There's a fellow who was maktish and isha with shiroi, with silk cloth. But they're giving her some silk materials. Rabba Amalei Tzri Chashuma, Rabbi Yisrael Amalei Tzri Chashuma. Rabbi says, you need not evaluate, appraise the value of these cloths. Kedushin still works. It's certainly worth more than Bruta. It's a good Kedushin. That's Rabba. You don't have to evaluate it. Rabbi Yisrael Amalei Tzri Chashuma, no, you need to evaluate. You need to know how much money it is, how much money these cloths are. This machlekes actually will plays a role to this day very much. Lach L'maisa, we'll explain in a second. Idar Mala says more. Idar Mala b'choldu. If the man says to the wife, be mekudesh to me b'choldu, he says be mekudesh to me with any value, and then he gives her these silk cloths. Then for sure you don't need to evaluate it. It's a kedushin because he said very clearly be mekudesh to me with koldu, with any amount, with a tiny amount. He was being mekudesh her, and she was agreeable to a tiny amount. He then gave her what's at least a tiny amount, and therefore works. Kulam le'pligid leitzri chashuma, it for sure works. Idar mechamshin, and if on the opposite side of the coin, if he says be mekudesh to me for 50 zuz value, and then he gave her these cloths, everyone agrees. Well, let's see. If it wasn't worth 50 zuz, then holy shavu, it wasn't worth, and they're certainly not married. What's the shayla? Keep pligi dam chamishim shavu chamishim. The machlokes is where he says be mekash to me for 50 zuz, and indeed it was worth 50 zuz, so it's got the right value. But what's the question then? So why would you need a shuma, Rabba? says you don't need a shuma, we understand. Why does the Reis feel you need a shuma? The Mar explains. Rabbam lets you chashuma tashav chamishim. You don't need to be worth, you don't need to do an evaluation, an appraisal, say it's worth 50. It's worth 50, and therefore it's fine. You don't have to make sure, you don't have to do appraisal for her to show it's worth 50. It's fine. As long as you know it's worth 50, they're married. Rabbi Svamar, no. Kivin the itzkle bekiya beshuma leisam chadaita. Rabbi says there's a problem here. Even if it's actually worth 50, she's not an expert in knowing the appraisal of these cloths, so she's not convinced that she got 50. How could you have a dushin chal when the kinyan, when the one of the parties to the kinyan, namely the isha, is not semech das? She's not really confident in the fact that she's receiving what was promised, and therefore she wasn't fully makna nafsha. You don't have a full kinyan because she's not confident. Therefore, you have to have very specifically that you, if he said 50, you have to appraise it, make sure she hears the appraisal with 50. Then when she accepts it, it's a proper kedushin. That is the explanation number one in this machlokes basif. And Rabbah, in the case where he's mekadesh b'shiroi, was still clause. Let's just see the other explanation, and then we'll just leave off with that quick Halacha Maaseh reference. Ikud Amri, b'chol du nami plikis, some say even when the husband said kol du, still there's a machlokes. Rabbeisif amr shafi kesef ari kesef, ma kesef tekaitz, top of chesem and aleph, af shafi kesef tekaitz. Rabbeisif says, even my case where he says kol du, it still doesn't matter. It has to be a fixed amount, just like kesef. We compare, Shavu Kesef is comparable to Kesef. Kesef is always fixed. Kesef, you know, $1, $5, $10, it's an amount. It's a known amount. So too, Shavu Kesef has to be a known amount. And if it's not a known amount, it's not going to work. The Gemara is going to explain, elaborate on this idea of Rebbeisif. We'll leave that more for Torah Mitzvah Hashem. But just one quick point why this is relevant. There's a reason why they don't give diamond rings under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, they give a very basic metal ring, a very basic metal ring. And what's the concept behind it? The concept behind it is because the wife knows it has value. It's worth a shavu bruta. It's worth money. But they're typically not worth that much money. I don't know what they go for these days. But I know there was already a movement a while ago, you know, where they discussion whether you give a basic gold ring or a silver ring or a platinum ring. You start using different materials. Also, the prices can fluctuate. But either way, it wasn't an extreme amount of money, and it certainly had some value. And the idea of doing a very basic ring is because it doesn't open itself up for mistake, for the wife to have, you know, different ideas of how much. Is it worth $50 or is it worth $5,000? There's no, typically, they're not worth anywhere near $5,000. And therefore, it doesn't leave itself open to such a mistake for this a potential lack of smichas das, where she was thinking that maybe she's getting something valuable, it's not as valuable. It won't need to, we purposely use a very simple coin to a very simple, sorry, ring to avoid this issue. We'll pick it up tomorrow with Hashem. Have a wonderful day.